This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sunday afternoon on Fox, we talked to Kevin Burkhardt earlier today. One of his broadcast partners over at Fox is on the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and it is our buddy Mike Pereira, who is there. One of the experts for officiating covering the National Football League and a former longtime NFL official. Mike, thank you for hopping aboard. How are you?
I am great. I'm so happy that preseason is over and that we're headed into the regular season. I think it's going to be a great season.
Well, we're excited too. We got to get it in the rear view. Everybody needs that preseason, I suppose, right? But
yeah, even the officials, by the way.
Indeed.
I always felt like they were probably the ones that needed it the most, as a matter of fact. Because they have no real, off-season training, other than classroom-type stuff, and going to the camps. And those three games are very valuable to them.
We'll get to the dynamic kickoff. Danny and I just talked a bunch about some of the changes a few minutes ago, but we could circle back to that with you in a moment. But otherwise, the only thing I've heard a lot about in terms of officiating changes going into the season is another huge emphasis being put on some taunting stuff. And in fact, I even saw one call that I hated in the preseason where this guy basically got up and was jumping around and got flagged. So I guess two-parter here for you, Mike. Is it true that they're trying to crack down on that again? And then the second part is why? Like, where does this come from with these grown adults out on the field that we've decided that any kind of, not even trash talk, but like jumping around is a bridge too far?
Really, there is an emphasis. But to me, and what I've seen, other than some overreaction by the officials, I mean, everything's going to be about the same. I mean, you always try to make a little bit of an impression in the preseason by calling a few things just to get everybody's attention. But you don't want that kind of call made during regular season games unless it's really directed at an opponent. I mean, directly at the opponent. And back in my days when I was the head of officiating, there was a reason why they called me the president of the No Fun League, because I didn't like celebrations. I didn't like going to the ground. I didn't like using props. And once they got me out of there, then they relaxed the standards. And I think it's probably better. But the emphasis this year more is on the weapon shooting. Anything of simulating shooting a gun, brandishing a weapon, those types of things are the ones that they're going to crack down on. That's what we've all been told. So, the notion of puts the officials a little bit in a bind. Is he signaling that he made a first down, or is he doing it in such a way that he looks like he's shooting a gun? I think that's going to maybe kind of cause a little bit of consternation early. But, in my mind, nothing's much going to change except you can't simulate you no six shooters, no firing a rifle, no brandishing a weapon, like lifting your shirt to pretend like you have one in your, in your pants. But in the end, I think it's one of these, a lot of talk, not a lot of difference when the season starts.
Mike, how will this Hawkeye situation work logistically? Just both, they just let people know kind of what's going on, the change there, and B, how does it work for the officials there on the ground?
Yeah, and I think that's, I don't want people to get the wrong idea of this Hawkeye system. The only thing that the Hawkeye system does is replace the chains. That's all it does, okay? It does not help in spotting the ball whatsoever. So it's only when the officials put the ball on the ground, when they determine what their spot is, they put the ball on the ground, then Hawkeye measures to see if it's a first down or not. It will not adjust the spot, and I think that's where some people might be a little bit confused. And I hope, and I think it will, work a little bit better in the regular season than it did in some of the preseason games, where the delay was unbelievable to time it out, to get it to work, to put it on the scoreboard, on the television screen. We've been through this in the United Football League, and it caused some problems there too in terms of delay. But the notion is to try to speed up the process instead of having one of my favorite groups, you know, kind of waddle out on the field with the chains and hand the rod to the umpire and then have the chains extended and the drama that goes along with that. And then, you know, once the decision is made, they get the head off the field. I mean, those jobs are priceless to those people that have them. They've been passed from generation to generation. But as with technology, the more ways we can use it to speed up things and maybe be just a little bit more accurate, I guess, because it's basically lasers as opposed to links on chains. It's just something that's going to be interesting to watch throughout the season.
Mike Pereira, Fox officiating analyst. So, Mike, along these lines, this has kind of always been one of my frustrations, is maybe too strong, but you know, one of the things I've found fascinating about officiating in the NFL is spots, right? And most of the time when I go back and watch, they're really, really
good. They're good at it.
Like, considering how fast the game's moving and the body's all over the place, guy goes down and they spot the ball perfectly. You know, I guess there's no way to have somebody in their ear to tell them exactly where to put the ball or whatever, like a wrestling match where they're telling you, all right, we're going to this move. Tell them, you know, telling the official literally, all right, we're going to this spot next. But I do wonder, you know, the one where it just seems like a complete guess is the punt out of bounds in the air. They're just walking up the sideline for eight minutes, and it's like, you're 15 yards off. You have no idea. But, like, what's your philosophy or thought on how close spotting is? Because there are games sometimes where I'm watching, and I'm like, that's off by a yard easy. And if you add those up, that's 6-7 yards this half that they've lost.
Yeah, and it is not a precise science. We know that. Actually, the kick out of bounds, the airborne kick out of bounds, I actually think that one is pretty accurate because there is a method to that. The referee, knowing that it's going out of bounds, just stays stationary, watch the flight of the ball, and then he waits for the deep official to come up down the sideline to hit that intersection point of the flight and where he's walking. He marks it. It's pretty good, believe it or not. But the thing that people don't understand is the toughest spots are not necessarily in the middle of the field, although you lose sight often in the middle of the field. But if you're the official, it's the run that comes into your side zone. And I say that because if a run comes toward you in your side zone, you back off. Okay, you back off of the line of scrimmage and let the runner go by and stay in front of you. So you don't have a precise spot. You're not looking down the line when that first body part other than the hand or foot touches the ground. And the interesting thing is, if that run happens like that, where the line of scrimmage official has to give way, let the runner go by, it's the line of scrimmage official on the other side of the field. We call it cross field mechanics, who has the full field of vision in front of him, who can be on the line of scrimmage to see. He then actually spots it, and the official on the side where the ball went mirrors him. It's pretty complicated, and yep, it's pretty frustrating too, because you look at it and say, my gosh, he missed that by a yard. And replay is involved in that. Video assist is involved in that. I mean, I think, you know, we just see so many things so great in slow motion that it seems like it should be easier than it is. But I do think technology and the fact that they have made that reviewable has made it better. But I remember back in my days, man, you know, you so often didn't get the look that you really needed to get, and you do the best you can. And I think we've moved forever and ever now to try to bring perfection to officiating, which is never going to happen. But that doesn't mean you still strive to make things better. And I think that technology has helped in that area.
Mike Pereira with us here on G&D. All right, walk folks through the kickoff. How's it going to be different? How might it play out this year? What are folks going to see?
Well, I'm kind of one of the guys that didn't like it going in last year. It just kind of didn't make sense to me that, you know, we would have a live ball where actually 20 players couldn't move until the ball hit the ground, you know, or was touched. But I grew to be okay with it, and I guess for a couple of reasons. Number one, the kickoff remained in the game. It was headed to extinction. You know, when the rate of return, one every five, was being returned, you're taking, obviously, a big play out of the game. And so, the fact that there were more was good. More returns was good. And then when you look at the concussions and however they figure them out, the fact is that the number was down. When you compare the number of concussions in a regular scrimmage play, if you take a look at that ratio per play, the number of concussions per kickoff came down to about the same as the number of concussions per scrimmage play. So that's good. So what held it back was the fact that, teams, if they didn't feel they had a good kickoff defend team, a kickoff into the end zone, last year was, put it on the 30-yard line as opposed to the 25 the year before. So the 5 yards wasn't worth the risk. And so how do you get more in? Well, you take that touchback and put it to the 35-yard line. And now you're talking about a significant difference. You're talking about that drive start at the 35. That's going to force teams who wanted to kick it in the end zone all the time. It's going to force them to defend. So I think it's probably safe when the league says that they're hopeful that the return rate is going to go to like 60% returns. I mean, in the Spring League, the United Football League, we were shooting for 90% returns. And we were, that's really just about where we've been at. Of course, we kicked off from the 20, and that obviously makes quite a bit of a difference. But I like where it's going. It's back in the game. It's going to be more back in the game this year. And, as long as it's deemed to be as safe as any other play in football, then I'm now a convert.
You'll be watching Mike Pereira again all fall long, educating everybody on the rules of the league and giving opinions on what he's seeing from an officiating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Standpoint, he is the former VP of officiating in the NFL and the rules analyst over at Fox Sports. So, Mike, last one for me. If you could change any rule, you get appointed rules czar and the commissioner is on the line with you. What would you change if you got to make one sweeping adjustment?
Well, let me be clear. The commissioner is not going to call me, but if for some reason he did, I'd go with my same old one. Look, I was a deep official when I was on the field in the league. The most difficult call that you have to make, to me, without question, is pass interference. Everybody's moving. The defender's moving. The receiver's moving. The ball is in the air. You're moving. And then there's the added pressure that if that's 40 yards downfield, you're talking about a 40, 50-yard penalty. And you know what? You're not always right because it's so difficult. So staring the 40-yard or 50-yard mistake, in the eyes is pretty tough. And I've always been a proponent of the college rule that says that it's a maximum 15-yard penalty. I think it's, the fact that offensive pass interference is a maximum 10-yard penalty in the NFL. And it just seemed to me not to be equitable, especially when I saw so many when I ran the program, and you'd feel terrible because guy would make a call, defensive pass interference, 40 yards down the field, and you would have to evaluate that call. And you look at it and say it was incorrect. You just awarded 40 free yards. And so I would go to the competition committee practically every year and say, let's go to the college rule. And the response would be, no, we're not going to do that because we'll take away the deep vertical passing game. And I go, no, if you watch Saturday football, if you're close enough to try to make a play, and if you're close enough to commit pass interference, you're trying to make a play. They don't tackle people. And I even said, okay, if they do, like on a double move, just reach and tackle somebody, then we'll make that a spot foul if it's over 15 yards. But I couldn't budge the group who were so concerned about the deep vertical passing game. that it, you know, I couldn't make any progress. Now, in the spring leagues, we do have that, and it's interesting. We thought, well, what kind of feedback will we get? Will people be unhappy with that? In reality, you know, nobody even noticed. I mean, it just became a 15-yard penalty, just like if you slugged a guy 15 yards. Well, now if you pull the jersey and restrict the ball in the air 15 yards, okay, that seems equitable to me.
Mike, awesome to catch up with you, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the start of the season.
You got it. Take care.
Great info from Mike Pereira of Fox Sports with us on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.